We shall see how this goes. It's the news, according to me. Good morning. It's Monday morning. Monday, February 27th. Almost the last day. Almost the last. Tomorrow's the last day. This is almost the last day. The day before the last day. It's last day eve of February 28th. It's 27th. So not to be confusing, but it's Monday. February 27th, 2023 at 8:53 a.m. already. The day is half gone. In my life, it's half gone already. Oh, good morning. It is, I hope you had a great weekend. For those of you who made it through the weekend without any issues, for those of you who had issues, hopefully you've resolved those on your regular routine here for the week as you ease into Monday morning. I seriously thought about doing a live broadcast this morning, but the way the morning has gone, I decided, you know, it's just one more complication I don't need to do. It's going to be, I probably wouldn't get a show in. For those of you who didn't notice, most of you out there probably didn't notice, on Friday morning, I did not have a live show. So many things were just cascading as the week came to an end, and I didn't get things done. I need to get done. In fact, there's things today and tomorrow I have to get done, hopefully get them done. It might be actually... I think, I was trying to get some stuff done. I've got this week kind of, hopefully I'm going to try to keep it open as possible. I've got a lot of meetings this week with people that I just want to stay in touch with, because I'm not sure what the next couple months is going to look like. I'm going to be returning to Dallas on Sunday, and I don't know how long I'll be down there. Theoretically, I should be there for 2 days. I should be there Monday and Tuesday and come back on Tuesday night. However, this industry that I'm working with, who knows? Last time I went down there, I knew I was going to be there for a week. I thought I might be there for 4 weeks. I was there for a week and I'm home for 3 weeks, which is awesome because they're paying me for this. But I don't know the next time I go down there how long I'll be down there. In fact, it's a little bit confusing because, they're supposed to show a schedule. There's an online thing I'm supposed to show. They're supposed to show a schedule. And, of course, it's nowhere to be seen. All they show is what I've done so far. They haven't shown anything about what's future plans when I'm supposed to be down there again. So I don't know. I'm only going by what I was told in class. I don't know what else to say about that. So they divided our group, this onboarding group that I'm part of. They divided our group up into three different sections. I happen to be the last section, I think because I'm old. I think it's because I'm one of the old geezers. I noticed that most of the guys in my section are pretty old, been around a while. So I think that's what part of it is. I'm trying to pull up Firefox here this morning. One of the issues I've had this morning here is I had to shut down my computer and restart it. I think my cat has been down here too many times, and I guess I can push the auto restore session. Let's see if that'll work. That'll probably slow everything down. Computer was acting really, really slow. And because it was so slow, I decided that I would just go ahead and restart the computer. Now, it's working very, very well right now, which is a good sign. However, don't know how long this is going to last. I have, what else do I have going on here? Oh, there's no, where's my mail at? There's no mail. Pull up the mail. Just in case I get some mail. I had, just some interesting things happen over the weekend, but I've noticed I've been kind of listening to some things happening in the news. I've been a little bit out of touch. Now, I wanted to do a live broadcast last Friday and I didn't get that done. This Friday, things are looking good to do a live broadcast on, a podcast on Friday morning. So hopefully that will happen. Now I've got meetings. Today's the only day I've really got any flexible time. Tomorrow I have some scheduled time. Nothing drastic, just, you know, get something here or there. So I got to get those things done. And then not sure what else. The rest of the week I've got something on Wednesday afternoon, Thursday evening, and Friday evening. I have a dog to deal with tomorrow. Got to take him over to the vet in the morning. We'll see how that goes. And on and on and on. Blah, blah, blah. I know all of you are sitting there going, yes, we know, Kevin. We know you have a busy life. We know you have stuff to do. But what we really want to know is what's in your cup. This morning I have chai, vanilla chai with vanilla creamer in it. Surprise, surprise. And then I've got my backup cup here. I've got sweet tea, but it's not homemade sweet tea. Yeah, it's okay. It's that, I think it's Milo's tea or something. It's a store-bought. My wife decided to go out and buy me a gallon of sweet tea. I said, oh, you don't want me making tea here, my own tea? Well, it's just one less thing you have to do. What? Okay. So I got this Milo's tea here, which is okay. It's actually pretty good. One of the things about sweet tea is it doesn't keep for very long if I make it myself. Now, one of the reasons is because I don't put any preservatives in it. It's just tea. This tea that you can buy in the store that lasts, it tastes the same and seems to be okay for months. There's got to be something in there because it never turns, wonky, funky. It never gets that coliform bacteria thing in it. And it kind of makes you wonder. They put in there. So just going to look at the analytics here real quick. It's probably going to disappoint me because Friday was such a bummer of a day for not being able to. Yeah, see, listenership just dropped right off. It was starting to kind of pick up there for the week, and then it just went nowhere. However, it's fine. It's doing fine. It's got the regular. But when I do put out episodes, I still get my regular numbers in there. It's holding in pretty well. Now, there's some things going on, and I don't know, maybe what I should pull up here this morning is something called Reliable News Now. I think I will do that because, okay, I didn't need that. Let's just, Reliable News Network, I think is what it is. No, it's Reliable News Now. That's what it's called. I want to talk about a few things that are kind of in the top of the news. There's a few things that are happening. They're very interesting. They're still hashing out the Energy Department, which I thought it was the Department of Energy, but there's this report that apparently came out from the Energy Department where they're now going back to this idea that the Wuhan lab virus came from a wet market and not from the Wuhan lab where they were testing this virus. It's in the same town as this wet market that they haven't been able to trace down anything to. Will Kane had a really good podcast over the weekend. He made it very clear. Maybe it was out last Friday. It was just very obvious. Anything that Trump would say, they would take anything that Trump would say and they would do the opposite. They would go to the opposite of it. They would go nuts with this thing. It was always such a knee-jerk reaction for them, for the media. He came out and said something about hydroxychloroquine. The next thing you know, oh no, there's no therapeutics. No, that's fish food. That's fish tank cleaner. Somebody died because this woman gave her husband something that had hydroxychloroquine because Trump told her to. Her husband died because Trump killed him. She went out and got fish tank cleaner that had hydroxy something in it and put it in his coffee. And he died. He didn't know about it. She just thought she'd, surprise him with this cure for COVID. She cured him of her marriage with the guy. That's what she did. It wasn't her fault. It was Trump. This is how insane, and the media ate this up. They went along with this lady. See, this is dangerous. This guy's dangerous. He's out there telling people this kind of thing, and then they go out and do this, and then they end up, hello? If I got something for my wife, if I went out and said, hey, Trump said hydroxychloroquine is good for you. I got this fish tank cleaner. It's got hydroxychloroquine in it. Do you want to take it? She would probably say no. Now, if I just slip it in her coffee, that makes me a murderer. That's exactly what that's what happens there, folks. That's how that works. It doesn't make Trump the murderer. See, I knew what I was doing. I wasn't upfront with my spouse about it. I slipped it in their coffee. Now, my wife doesn't drink coffee, so that wouldn't work. Oh, I wonder if she slipped anything in my chai. Heard some interesting reports about this whole thing, about how the Energy Department now is coming out with this idea that it happened in a wet, they're still going with the wet market thing. And the debunked theory that it happened in the Wuhan lab, it's debunked. They won't explain how it was debunked, but what information do they have that debunked it? Just them coming out and saying it's debunked? It's a conspiracy theory. It's a QAnon thing. That's enough. However, if you come out and say, well, the wet market, it's a debunked QAnon, BlueAnon, they're calling it now. It's a debunked theory. They will cancel you for saying that. Even though they have no evidence. They have as much evidence for that as we have for the lab. Actually, there's less. There's evidence. Well, the public has not been given the evidence, or it hasn't been made public. It hasn't been publicized, I should say. Now, I have to say, I was doing the show, and what you're hearing right now, despite the, you know, I was going on with this, I was right in the middle of this rant about the whole Wuhan lab thing. And unfortunately, the voice recording system I'm using is I'm just using the voice memo thing because my other program tends to hang up on me here a lot. My DAW, digital audio workstation, here at my home studio. And I noticed this morning, and this happens a lot of times after I restart the computer and do things. Usually things kind of come back and they work better for a while. But this morning was not the case. This morning I had an issue where I did about half or more than half the show. I did about, what was it? About 40 minutes of the show, and it was good. It was one of the best shows ever. And I looked up at the recording system, the recording program, and it was moving right along, but it wasn't recording anything. When I canceled it, when I stopped it and went back and opened it back up again, about 40 minutes of the show was missing. I was just getting ready to close the show out. In fact, that's why I was kind of, I looked back over at the thing there. And boy, it was sad because I think I'm going to have to do is on my actual mixer, I have a place where I can back up the show. I can record directly to an SD card. And I think that's what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to use that now as a backup, just in case I go through the show and something doesn't record. That way I've got a backup. Because I have to say, I was on fire. This guy is on fire. So that's what was happening. And it was, yeah. So sorry I had to lose out on all that passion that I had. I'm going to try to recapture it now. I'm going to talk about what I was talking about that I think was worth talking about. Now, it's not going to be the same. It's not going to be, because it's not going to be fresh. I'm going to try to rehash this. And it's getting late in the day now. It's 10 o'clock now. I started this at like 8 something. Now it's 10 o'clock. Welcome back to the show. It's 10:03 a.m. on February. It's still Monday, though. February 27th. It's going to be lunchtime by the time I get done with the show. Now, I was talking about leadership. I was talking about the incompetence, the utter buffoonery we have going on right now in our White House, in our places, our hallowed, sanctimonious halls of democracy up on the hill. Now, let's talk about leadership. Most of us, especially people my age, as you were growing up, you probably have people in mind, you probably saw people in your life that you would say exemplified what leadership is, whether you were in the military, whether you were in, I was in the scouting program. I was in Cub Scouts, Weeblos, and Boy Scouts. Now, I have to say, I saw stellar leadership. And I don't know, I didn't know what good leadership was back then. But looking back on it, I can say that person was a tremendously good leader. Now, granted, as a young person, as a young boy, as a young man, it doesn't take much to impress somebody, especially somebody who's never been led before or never had a leader in their life. Most of us have parents. Some of them are not necessarily leaders. They're good parents. Like, you can be a good parent and not necessarily be a good leader. But I think that there is a certain amount of leadership that you have to develop and have to be able to do as a parent. To lead your family. If you don't, family will kind of lead itself, but that's always kind of dangerous. Now, speaking of all this, I was trying to find examples, and one of the examples I thought of was, I can't think of the guy's name. John somebody. What is the guy's name? John Maxwell. That's his name. Now, no matter what you think of the guy, I don't know if you know John Maxwell is I'm not sure. I don't know everything about his theology. I think he seems to be a godly man. I don't know. Regardless of what you think of the guy. Okay, regardless of what he teaches. Even people like, who's the guy, Tony Robbins. Something about Tony Robbins creeps me out. He says a lot of good things. From what I understand, he's kind of changed a lot about he's a motivational speaker guy. And he's changed a lot about his temperament and the way he does things, the way I understand it. I think he first came out, like, wasn't it the 70s or 80s or something the guy came out with his motivational speaking stuff? It might have been in the 90s, I don't know. Let's look him up. Because that's what we do here. We find out the facts right here, live, find out facts. Let's look up Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins. Let's see what it has to say about him here. It's got to be something on a Wikipedia thing. Here we go. TonyRobbins.com. Yeah, let's look at the Wikipedia. I don't necessarily trust Wikipedia that much, but he was born in 1960, so he's my age. He's 2 years older than I am, Los Angeles, California. So maybe he probably was when he started his little thing. Let's see here. In 2014, Robbins joined a group of investors to acquire rights to launch a Major League Soccer team. Well, that's interesting. 1991, he founded the Anthony Robbins Foundation, intended to help young, the homeless, the hungry, the elderly, and the imprisoned. Independent charity watchdog, charity navigator. Now, I had heard the guy was a was a Christian now. I don't know if that's the case. I don't see anything in here about that. 2019, he had a sexual harassment and abuse allegations that, hey, who knows? He began co-hosting Oprah's life class. I don't know. Yeah, so I don't know. See his bibliography. Wrote some books, 86, Unlimited Power back in 1986. So I think it was in the 80s that he originally kind of came out on the scene. Yeah, it looks like the earliest works were in the 1980s, mid-80s. I was thinking for some reason he was in the 70s, but I'm pretty sure it was in the 80s. Really kind of came out popularity-wise, I think in the early 90s, when he was really traveling around the country. And then, of course, he hooked up with Oprah at one point. Yeah, 95, consumer. So he was firewalking injuries, all kinds of interesting stuff here. Been very involved with philanthropy, that kind of thing. Promoting seminars, motivational speaker with Jim Rohn when he was 17 years old. So he did start. Actually, he would have been 70. It would have been 77, I guess. In 1977, when he actually first kind of started doing that with someone else, he subsequently learned that to firewalk, incorporated into his seminars. 2014, Robbins joined a group. Yeah, so it doesn't have much about his from that point to when he got to, you know, really big stuff here. Robbins was criticized for comments alluding to Me Too movement seminar in San Jose, California, 2018. And he said, if you use the Me Too movement to try to get significance and certainty by attacking and destroying someone else, all you've done is basically used a drug called significance to make yourself feel good. Now, I have yet to hear him say anything really that I disagree with in terms of some of his ideas. And I'm not so sure I probably wouldn't be able to stand being around the guy for more than 10 minutes. I don't know. Who knows? I don't know. It's one of those, I don't know. He apparently has had a couple marriages, married in 1984, divorced in 1998. And he's been married, I think since 2001 to his current wife. He says he has five kids. So there you are. Anyway, this guy's a leader. Okay. The guy, I look at people like Elon Musk. I know I brought these people up before. When you look at these people, they didn't just ride they didn't control everything on the way there. They weren't the ones who did all the soldering of the wires and all the other things that have to happen to make their organization happen. You know, Tony Robbins didn't just, a lot of what he did was on his own, just doing his seminars. Look, I knew that when I fly an airplane, I know that I'm not the only one making that airplane fly. There was a whole lot of other effort. I always used to tell people this when I was teaching in the training department in the airline industry. You know, you may be sitting up there, the big guy behind the, you know, I would tell captains this. You might be the head honcho there and behind the controls of the airplane. You might think that you're the one who's in charge and you're the one making everything happen. Guess what? There are, for every one of you, there are about 17 other people who have direct action with this aircraft, with this flight that you're going to take. They could remove any single one of them and this flight is going to happen. At least not the way it's supposed to happen. That's how much support there is for you as a pilot to get the plane off the ground. There are dispatchers, baggage handlers, ground personnel, gate agents, people who clean the plane, who empty the lavatory that you ceremoniously do your business in. There just are a lot of other people involved, and the mechanics, all of this stuff has to happen or that flight doesn't go. Before you say set thrust, there's a whole lot of other people behind you who came before you showed up for work that morning. And don't think yourself so important that none of those people matter to you. Because every single person does. You wouldn't have a job if it wasn't for all that support. Because you're not going to be the one out there throwing bags and doing everything else that needs to be done. Now, in the corporate world, it's a whole different story. There's about two other people doing things besides the pilots. I've worked in the corporate pilot world. I know, I understand. But still, there's still a team of people. In fact, I worked in one corporate operation where we did a lot of the maintenance ourselves. We just had a mechanic guy sign us off. He would tell us what to do. We would turn the screws. And then he would look at it and say, yep, okay, that's good. Do this now. So we would clean it. We would stock it. Do all that stuff. But then there's the whole training thing. We had to be trained by somebody. So just we couldn't have done it without that. We were throwing bags, doing the whole thing, picking up passengers, taking them to their locations, getting their cars, car arrangements, whatever. So it narrows down. But you still aren't a one. You're still not an island. Now, it takes people around you. You have to be able to build. Now, whatever you think of John Maxwell. He's an example of a leader. Now, he's a leader who trains other leaders. And what his whole thing is leadership training. The people that I've seen who are really good, excellent leaders have other people around them learning how to be leaders. If they're not, because there are individuals out there who can lead who are just your typical type A personality who unfortunately have narcissism as their number one motivation, or they are just think that they're so important that only they can do the job, and they're egomaniacs or whatever they are, who step into those positions because they have to be in leadership because everybody else is stupid and nobody else can do it like I can do it. Now I've run several businesses. I have been in charge of groups of people. And sometimes if you want it done right, you got to do it yourself. Or at least oversee it. I'm a big proponent of not micromanaging people, but sometimes some things are critical and they just got to be done right. And some people will try to cut corners and we just can't have it. And that's got to be, a good leader is a person who can instill in someone else the importance of doing it right. If it's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Kind of mentality. Where are those leaders today? I'd say they're all around us, but they're certainly not. I know one place they're not. They're not in the White House. And they're not on Capitol Hill. Well, there are some good leaders there. Most of these people who are in leadership are there because they've played the system. And on the left, this is a big deal. But when you have this phony support, or you redefine what support is, Joe Biden was recently told, asked by a reporter, he said, 70% of your party thinks that you shouldn't run again. Get the facts straight, Jack. He gets back in his face. So it's whatever percentage it was. 80% of them said they would vote for me again if I ran again. Or 90% or whatever it was. 90% said they would vote for me again if I ran again. Why have you lost any percent? Why have you lost even 1%? And by the way, that percentage... That's enough to lose. I don't think, that's among your party, buddy. That means you've lost popularity. And in fact, I would say that those numbers are even skewed. When 70% of your party says you shouldn't run again, and you jump back at it like this, some kind of get the facts straight, Jack. Give me a break, man. Now, I don't know if you remember, this is the guy who on a hot mic said some things about Peter Ducey. What a stupid SOB. He was excused for that. Can you imagine if Trump would have said that about Jim Acosta? But you know, Trump is the vile pig. Just that again, it's the hypocrisy. To even waste your breath accusing them of hypocrisy is almost, it's just ridiculous. That's the badge of honor for them. They love being hypocrites. I'm convinced they don't care about hypocrisy at all. You know, unless it's on the right. Unless they can call you out on it. And they're all over that. And the only reason they pull that off is because they're trying to malign you in front of the other people that care about hypocrisy. They don't care about hypocrisy. Doesn't matter to them. It's a feather in their cap if they can, well, he didn't win, did he? According to, you know, it's like Reed. You know, word on the street has it he hasn't paid his taxes in 10 years. Well, he didn't win, did he? Did you lie about that? Well, he didn't win, did he? Yeah, okay. Where are those leaders right now that we need in this country? I'll tell you where they are. They're listening to this broadcast right now. You can be a leader. Join the army. There you go. I don't know where I'm going with all that. All I'm saying is leadership is something that certain people, that there's leaders and then there are leaders. The people who will step up and do the job, step in where nobody else wants to go, take responsibility, take authority. And not even take authority. That almost seems like the wrong thing to say. Not even, they're just stepping into the authority that they know that they have. Not with any fanfare, not with trumpets blowing, not with, hey, look how great I am. Just doing it and doing their job and doing it well. Because they know it matters. I would contend that there are a lot of people in Washington who do not have that kind of attitude now. I don't know if I mentioned the life jacket guy. See, this is where I don't know what I talked about in the first part of the show. But if you get a chance to listen to, just go to, it's really good. Go to YouTube and just type in why life jackets should be mandatory. I don't know if I talked about it or not because I don't know what part of the show got cut out. But JP, Awaken with JP. He does this thing about life jackets and why the one guy who's wearing a life jacket says the other guy needs to wear a life jacket because if you're not wearing your life jacket, my life jacket doesn't do any good. I don't know if I mentioned that or not. I know I went on about it for a while, and I think it was after, it was during the whole COVID thing I was talking about. And I think I actually get lost it, I think, in the first, I don't think it was in the first part of the show. But if you get a chance to, it was... This guy's really good with this whole, using the irony, much like Woody Harrelson did with SNL over the weekend with his little rant about the drug cartel thing. So anyway, I'm not sure what was lost in that first show that I did this morning, but I will try to piece everything together and make it make sense. And hopefully you'll get the gist of the show. But tomorrow, I'll have all these little technical bugs worked out, and I'm sure that by Friday there'll be a live show. Now, tomorrow morning, it'll be kind of a crazy morning because I have to take my dog to the vet early in the morning. And then later on in the day, Not sure what else is going to happen, but the so it might be a mid-morning show tomorrow, unless I can get up. Well, actually, I think I can probably get up really early tomorrow morning and get the show in. So the show may be published rather early tomorrow morning because I think I can do it. Because I think my wife is leaving early, which helps because then I can get up without being in her way. So probably get all that stuff done. Once again, folks, we come to a close. I'll hopefully get this thing put out here before lunchtime and you all can listen to it. And I will have more to do tomorrow, more show. There'll be more show tomorrow because, the news just keeps pouring in. Keeps happening. Just news is every day. Stuff just happens. You can imagine going through a whole day with nothing happening, just everything. Everybody just does everything and everything's normal. That'd be wild, wouldn't it? Well, there's no news today. That's our broadcast. There you go. Somebody's going to do something stupid. It's going to make news. By the way, Joe Biden tripped up the stairs again. So, and somebody tripped down the stairs, but they won't tell us who it was. Kind of interesting as well. God bless everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you have a great week ahead of you. Let's be praying for each other, praying for our leaders and leadership in general. Take care, folks. Have a great day.